Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Kingsway Podcast from Pastor Sean. You are about to hear a brief message from a recent Sunday service. We consider it a privilege to be on a spiritual journey with you. So take a few moments with us and allow God to inspire you today.
Is that yes, Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, God incarnate, the one who walked among us, the one who healed among us, the one who died for us, he himself was amazed. He himself was in marvel. He himself was in wonder. He himself was amazed. He felt the thama. It says, when Jesus heard this, he was, say it with me, turning to those who were following him, he said, do you want to know what he was amazed at? Now you guys are scrambling to your Bibles, trying to find out what could possibly have amazed Jesus Christ, the one who walked on water, the one who healed the deaf and the mute, the one who made the blind see, the one who literally raised up people from the dead, the one who cast out demons from people, the one who took the brightest minds of all time and made them into a stumbling stupor. What could possibly amaze him? I mean, he knew God. He was God. He is God. He was love. He is love. What could possibly amaze him? Church, do you want to know? It's one of those amazing verses where I think it extends. I don't even need to go to verse 11. There's a comma here. It's still in the same verse. When he heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, and by the way, following him, just so you're clear, following him, following Jesus, that's all of us. We are followers of Jesus. So he's talking to us right now. He talked to all the followers of Jesus. He talked to the church, and he said these words of what he was amazed at. I tell you the truth. I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. It amazed him, church, in the same way that the winds and seas amaze us, that the fig tree amazes us. In the same way that the parting of the Red Sea amazes us, Jesus used the same word, felt the same emotion because of someone's faith. Now you can scramble through your text. I'll share it with you really quickly. This was the story of the centurion, the story of the military man whose child was dying. The military man, to put it in context, was Roman. That means they didn't like the Jewish people. They were enslaving and occupying the Jewish people. Yet this Roman came to Jesus and asked him to heal his son. And Jesus treated him like he did everyone else and said, "Let go, take me to your son. I will go and do what I can." And he said, "No, my house isn't worthy for you to come to." He said, "My house is not worthy for you to come to. Just say the word. Just say the word." Church, I wish I had more time right now. Because I tell you, church, I can preach 100 different ways. I've tried like 50 of them since I've been pastor, trying to see what works for me, what works for you. And I'll probably try 50 more ways, I don't know, until I get comfortable with a response that the Lord is telling me I am to expect from you. But right now, one thing is for sure, church. No matter what way I attempt to preach and what creativity I use to do it in, there is only one thing I want to preach, and it is his word. With his word, he said, "You can heal my son. Just say it." With the same authority, I tell my lower ranking soldiers, the same way I tell those soldiers to go do something and they do it, you can say the word and it will just happen. You can just say the word, Jesus, and it will happen. And Jesus was amazed. I've never seen faith in church. I have to pause here because we're talking about the depth of faith from a stranger. This is not someone who knew Jesus. He didn't know him like us. He didn't follow him like us. He didn't love him like us. Like the people in that community who just need something like a health screening or a basketball night or an NA support group. They don't know Jesus like us. But it is those people that are capable of a depth of faith unlike us. It says it right here. I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. And you know who he turned and said this to? All of us. The depth of faith from the strangers overwhelmed him and made light of the frail faith. The frail faith that some of his followers have. This faith of mouth, but not of heart. This faith of words, but not of mind. This faith that is finicky. And he began to realize the followers that even follow me, all of Israel who will ultimately bow before me, is finicky compared to this Roman who doesn't even know me. And that is the point of this sermon today, church, because it's about to get deep. Are you ready for it? I just teed you up.
We at Kingsway hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Sean. It was not by chance you listened to it. God is speaking to you. If you would like to listen to the complete message, visit kingswaycc.org to find the full sermon podcast. We pray today that this somehow inspired you to draw closer to God and to connect with His people, His purpose, and His power. God bless you.